Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
There's no formula for the perfect email. Authentic and honest messages work. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about emails and how to grow them and how to make them work for your business. And we have a very special guest with us today, and Stephanie is going to introduce us.
Okay, so this is Katrina Berg. I've met Katrina through her podcast, the Candy Color Studio podcast. And as soon as I listened to her, I was like, oh my God, I got to meet this woman, because she is so positive, so uplifting, and such a giver to her audience. She's an amazing woman with a family of five. That's one daughter and four boys. She's completely outnumbered in testosterone at her home. And she's such a feminine woman. And I love her artwork. It screams just femininity and boldness. I just love it. So I guess I talked a lot about her. So without further ado, we have Katrina Berg from the Candy Colored Studio podcast. Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. I am so happy to be here with you lovely ladies. Thank you so much for having me.
We're glad you're here all the way from Midway, Utah. And we're in Huntsville, Alabama. And that's how wonderful this world is. We get to meet artists from all over the world.
Exactly. So. And we have about the same temperature today, apparently. It's cold here and it's cold there.
So. I apologize. You should not be enjoying the same temperature.
So today we're talking about email, and you have got a really great, not formula, but you have a really great take on emails.
Sure. Well, let's start with like something crazy that happened recently, and maybe this has happened to some of you, but I had several friends this summer, their Instagram accounts got hacked. And for me, it was like just another reminder that we really don't own our Instagram, right? We've been told this many times, but we don't own our Instagram. We don't own Facebook, Pinterest, Etsy. We don't own or have complete control over any of those things. And so when I kind of came to this realization several years ago, I realized that I needed to be putting more effort into an email list, because I knew that I could actually be in control of sending those emails. And, you know, there's just so many amazing things that you can think about. Like, for example, I want you ladies to think about how often you open your email versus your social media.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's the first thing I do every morning.
That's a great question. Yeah.
So I've obviously over the years, I've done some digging, but I know for me personally, I'm just like Jules. I open up my email first thing. I rarely get on social media first thing. And when I get on, I'm very mindful. I like to get on and get off. But I do know that I interact with companies and people that I care about more on email. So if I really like a company or a product, I will get on their email list and I'll wait for a sale, or I'll get to know them and decide what I want to buy. But with social media, it's just flying by. I see something I like, but if I don't sign up for their email list, I may not see it again, right? So I think that's the first thing, is just to ask yourself, how often are you using the email versus the social media? And this is how you can decide if this is really where you want to put your time. But again, the other thing that I realized is that people don't always buy the very first time they see something.
So true.
So when you think about a gorgeous, right? Like think about a gorgeous car that you wanted. You probably thought about it for forever. You didn't just buy it the first time you saw it driving down the road, right?
Right. Yeah, you got to research that.
But that's how art is. And sorry, I forget there's a lag. I'll try to like slow down. So yeah, artwork's the same way. Most of us don't purchase artwork the very first time we see it. Or maybe we have a budget and we know that Jules and Stephanie, you're going to be at a specific market and I have this budget. This is how much I'm going to spend. That's the beauty of the email list, is you can share with your people, with your potential collectors, your current collectors, what it is that you have to offer. And then they get to know you. They can start saving money. And it just makes, it just helps you so much more than just hoping that someone's going to come to your show and randomly buy something, which obviously does happen. But I think there's a benefit to the email list.
You just brought up a really good idea, I think, for me. Because, you know, I know you do a lot of shows and we've got some shows kind of coming up. One of the things that we could start doing to communicate to our clients is, hey, we've got this show coming up. Here's what's going to be available in the $100 range. Here's what's going to be available in the $300 range. Here's going, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and that that's way a great idea.
That is a great idea. Yes. Yeah. In fact, that even could translate over to like my Shopify store under $100.
Yes.
You know, under $200 or under $500 or whatever that breaking point is. And then when you send out your emails, you could send out an email to that said collection.
Wow.
Exactly.
Gold.
That's brilliant. You ladies, this is so good. And so again, everything that you're offering them, you just back it up with more support with your email list. And I love that. Those are both brilliant ideas. You ladies are awesome. Okay. So another thing that's great is that you can teach them about your process, the materials you use, the pricing, why you price things a certain way. The more they get to know you and what you do, the more prepared they are. And then they can go over and jump on those categories like Jules was suggesting, like, oh, this is in my budget. I'm going to go to the $100 range, or I'm going to commission something a little more expensive this holiday season because I know that's what I really want to do. Another thing you can share in your email is your why. And a lot of people really want to know about you, who you are, what makes you tick. You know, what kind of goes into all the things? And because if they don't really know you, they don't know how in the world you come up with these art creations, right? Or products.
I love that, because that also, I was going to say, that also gives you value. Mm-hmm. When someone knows you and knows your why, they start to value your artwork.
Yeah. And I know that's
absolutely. Oh, that's perfect.
That's one of the emails in one of my email sequences, and it's probably the most responded to because they can relate, or most of the time they can just relate, or they thank me for like my husband's military service, and you know, they get invested somehow in me. Mm-hmm. And it's really pretty neat.
Oh, that's so awesome. So yeah, I do think it is important to just really tell your story in your email list. And what Stephanie just brought up is this email sequence. Sometimes I like to call it a nurture sequence, mm-hmm. but you can take these topics that you've already given to your current list and make sure that everyone coming on your list afterwards gets the same topic and they learn more about you. And so then those become part of that sequence. And we could probably dive into that in another episode if you want, but I think that is so key. So key. Another thing that I would share is that during pandemic, you mentioned I was doing a lot of shows and I was focused on doing a lot of in-person events, but soon those shows were canceled and I realized I needed to put my priority into like online and just the email list. I was already working in the email list, but I realized that was going to be the way to kind of move through the pandemic, and it really helped. I even had a solo show get canceled, which was absolutely horrific. But I went ahead and did like a big video, and I brought all the pieces home. I set it up in my home and I walked everyone through the show online. And I had quite a few large pieces go out the door just because of that video, because I was willing to do an email, an online show.
I'm sitting here clapping. Like, that's amazing. For you to turn that around the way you did. I love it. And I commend you, because I think if my show had been canceled, I might have gone home and just crawled under the bed. I mean, been, you know, sad for a while, but you just like, nope, we're going to turn this around and you're still going to see my stuff. So I love it.
Absolutely. And I had been preparing all my people for this solo show for months. I had been putting in my emails, we're having this solo show, mark the date, here's the opening, here's the all this stuff. And so I was like, I have to keep going. I have to somehow deliver on this, even if it's not going to look the same. I've already basically set them up for this. We need to follow through. So again, I basically chose to make the email list a priority over Instagram. And I know it, you have to find what works for you, but I know that for me personally, my three priorities are number one, my collectors, my podcast, and of course, my email list. Those are my priorities. And so I just feel like it's been good. It's hard to make those choices, but it's good. So that's the stuff that I would say about why you need an email list, but let's talk about some of the benefits. And ladies, I'd love to hear what benefits you found, because I know you probably have so many more than this short list that I did. But one thing that I found was that some of the biggest sales that have happened for me at events, they didn't come because someone was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy that. It happened because they had already seen my work at a show. They had got on my email list. They started getting emails, and then whether it was 6 months or a year later, they were ready and they made some exciting purchases. They were always my best sales of the event, these people that had been on my list for a while.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Another one would be relationships.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Sorry, it's the lag.
But I would agree with that. There was a show that I did in Tennessee, and I didn't get a sale from that one. Like, one of the guys emailed me 2 years later.
Wow.
So, I mean, they don't forget you, and you just stay at their top of mind.
Yeah. And I think that comes to important too. And yes, this may be jumping to one of your other items, but is the frequency, you know, staying in front of your email list, if they're not opening them.
How often do you normally do your emails out? What's your frequency?
Okay, that's a really good question. So there have been times where it's a weekly thing, but my goal was always to try to show up in someone's email box once a month was the overall goal. But there were many, many months where I felt like it was good. There were enough things to share that I would just show up in their email box once a week. I think ultimately, I do have a friend that would show up like once a year or quarterly, and I think it's okay. But I think, like you ladies just barely said, being in the forefront of their minds, the only way that's going to happen is to do it regularly. And once a month is never going to be too much. I think once a week is never going to be too much. And so I don't know. What are you guys' opinions on the emails that you
We've
get?
Literally had arguments about this.
We have, because... Yeah, it's so funny you ask that, because we run the gamut here,
yeah,
as far as down to like being daily or weekly or monthly. And I tend to err on the once a month. And if I have any specials or anything going on. And then Stephanie is good. She's got like email sequencing, and I get something from her daily, which is fine, but
probably
yeah because I'm in her community, yeah. So
you're like all in all the segments, so I've got things segmented out to like,
but but it's fine,
and I try and provide value. It's not like I'm bugging
exactly right.
And so, I try to do every other week,
yeah,
but like this month, uh-huh, it hasn't gone out yet. Hopefully it'll go out tomorrow, but you know, it just varies.
And I add on to my email sequence for like every blog post that I release. That one usually goes out on like a Friday, but then I'll take that and add it on to the nurturing sequence, because those guys, they don't necessarily know that I wrote about, you know, how to gesso a canvas 3 months ago. And that'll show up in their email as a, you know, here's something great to read.
Okay.
And, so I'll just kind of add that on to the nurturing. But yeah, so mine, the nurturing, I send out like every 7 days. The whenever I do a sale, that one's every day, and then the last day they get 3 emails. So it's a lot.
Yeah. So you have the gambit. You really do.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's so beautiful because really everybody needs to find what works best for them, right? You decide how
exactly
what is a comfortable amount that you receive, and then that helps you know how much to send out. Another way that I know personally is that if I have too many things to share in an email, oh boy, it needs to be more than one email. And Stephanie, you're actually really good at that because you will split up, like you're really good about just having one topic in each email instead of making it a newsletter.
Julie taught me that.
Yay, Julie!
Julie taught me that. Because she was like, your emails are too long.
too much stuff in them.
I need to get on Julie and Rachel's.
Yeah, and like for mine, I try to keep 3 items per email. And, you know, if it's more than that, then I'll go to another till the following email or the following week.
Yeah. I have 3 items in my stuff.
Oh, so. That's good. I love that. Yeah. So let's go. I'm just going to share a few more benefits and then we can come back to more things to put in your email. But some other things that I found were relationships. You know, as artists, it's really important to have good relationships, whether it's with collectors, whether it, you know, other artists. And I found that just, you know, it was just happening naturally. I was making friends with people that I wouldn't have met any other way. So that's definitely a benefit to having an email list and growing these friendships. And then also selling larger pieces. I would love to hear what your experience is with this, ladies, but I found that Instagram is a really great place to sell lower priced items, quick buys. Those are great. But if you really want to have somebody invest in a larger piece or commission, it usually happens, like we said, over time, and that's going to happen with the email list.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Okay. So for those pieces the larger pieces that you sell over time, how do you communicate out to your email list that this piece is still available? And do you introduce a new piece while this one, I'm just kind of wondering, how do you bring about old work that you're still promoting? Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good question. Yeah, I will bring up older work. I will definitely do that. I'll bring it up in the email. I'll bring it up in the podcast. But I think that how to do it, gosh, how do you do it? That's your topic. Like, here's an example. So I did a lot of information, some emails and podcasts about a big piece that just got into a local show. But I hadn't talked about it for a few months. It finally got into a show. I just was telling them about it because it was being created. It was being created. I told them the backstory. I told them how it was made, the meaning, all those things. Told them when it was on my website. And then eventually it got into a show because, as you know, a lot of times these things don't all happen at once. And so I'm giving them information. Then, now it's in the show. So that's going to be my next email to say, I just went to the opening for this piece. You know, here's some more information about it. And it's great because, like you said before, Stephanie, somebody may not have seen the emails before because they're new to the email list. And now they'll get to see it. And for those that have already seen it, it's just a really good reminder that that piece is now in a show. Something new is happening with that piece.
Love that. We're all scribbling notes.
Okay, so obviously, it's good. It's good. I'm just trying not to talk over you. So if you're moving your pen, then I know it's good to talk. Okay, so another thing that I noticed with the email list is I started having regular attendance by like repeat collectors or the same collectors because they actually knew when my events were. They didn't have to rely on social media. How many times are we so bummed because we missed something because we just weren't on social media for a couple of days? Yeah. And that's when they talked about it. Right. Yeah. So another one too would be, we talked about how your collectors get to know you better. They understand your why and why you do all the things. And then of course, repeat sales. That's a really good way to get repeat sales, is just having an email list. And then the last one that I would say is that I feel like I can serve my collectors and my people so much better by having an email list. I can take the time to share things more deeply, to link to podcast episodes or videos, all those things that they just can't get within a 10-second scroll on Instagram or a picture on Pinterest.
I love that. That's a really good one right there, is that you can treat your customers. And I love that you call your customers collectors. That's even better. That's just such a fun. I mean, it's just kind of a little minor mindset, but I love it. And that you're serving them better and giving them more information.
Oh,
and again, just like you said, building that relationship.
I mean, how many times have you ladies gone to an event and someone is so excited to finally meet you in person because they've been receiving your emails or looking on your website for the past 6 months, and finally they get to meet you, or they get to ask you something? Maybe they met you once, but it was just a quick hello, but now they know all about you and they have questions. And that is very exciting.
It's funny. It's kind of weird too when it happens, because like there was a, I was having a conversation with a guy and I said, well, how did you find out about me? And he said, you know, so-and-so is a fan of yours. And I went, I've got a fan? I was like, oh my God, that's so neat.
That's awesome, man.
That's weird? Really
it's,
cool.
It's weird because, you know, we're just normal.
Right.
We're not like Hollywood type people, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And that's also,
yeah, we're just real people.
And it's also kind of reassuring, because like that's an indication that you are making a difference and
yes,
you're touching somebody, and it's neat. So like when your collectors come and meet you and they're like, oh my God, well, I know you did this with, who did you do this with when you were like total fangirl?
Kat Coquelette.
And
she's going to be on our podcast.
She's like, fangirl, and that's just so neat. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, I would say that that's one of the funnest parts about being an artist is honestly these deep relationships, or just these connections that we make with each other. It's just priceless.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go into more things about what to put in your emails. And for those of you that get overwhelmed, obviously the ladies gave you really good suggestions. Only put three topics in an email. And I think that is key. We do not want to send out, you know, those like Christmas card newsletters you get where it tells about every single person in the household and every pet. And they're so much fun. I love to read them, but I can only read one a day, right? So if that's what your email is, I don't know how far people are going to get,
right?
It's just too much. So one thing that I suggest to everybody that asks me about emails is to sign up for 3 artist emails. Somebody, whether it's in your niche, somebody you're a total fangirl, like the girls were just suggesting, somebody that you want to get to know, or you just like their style and the way they do things, sign up for their email list, so that you can kind of get an idea, because there are so many different ways to have an email list. Just as your artwork is so different in style and process and materials, the same thing is with email lists. And the more emails you read, you don't want to read too many, but the more you read, you kind of get ideas of how you can kind of pull more of you into that email.
That's a great idea. That's a really good idea. And then you can also see what works and what doesn't work, because we even tell that to our clients, like find things that you like about other artists who are doing things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Absolutely. Okay, so another one is, because we are artists and we are visually minded, it is really good to have at least one image or video. Even if it's a screenshot of a video, they might have to click on it and leave the email to watch it. But I think that it's really important to really include the visual aspects in our emails, if at all possible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And then like Jules already suggested, it's really great to make sure that we do as many links back to our website or shop whatever it is that we're talking about, you can never overlink. It's funny because I'm amazed at how many things people click on, but I think that it will just help them a little bit more.
I will kind of add one thing to that. So test your links, because I've made that mistake many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or I'll reuse a previous email and then I forget to change the link to the new link. And yeah, it's always a good idea to test it.
That's always what happens. Yes, that's what happens to me too. It's usually an old link. But yes, even if it sends them to an old spot, they're still going somewhere. However, it is good to make sure you send them the right place. And then the last thing that I would suggest, well, I guess there's two. The first one would make sure that you're keeping it personal. And we kind of talked about that a little bit, about how your email should kind of like show who you are and what it is. And they should know just by opening the email, oh, I kind of know what I'm going to get when I open up Rachel's email or Jules' email. But we want it to be personal. And then also make sure that I know this is kind of a hard thing, but just to make sure that their first name is, and I know Stephanie does that. You ladies probably do that as well. But if you don't know how to do that, just look it up, because it makes a big difference when it says, "Hi, Katrina, this is Stephanie, and I'm excited to share my latest piece with you today." Then it's very personal. People love that. I think a lot of people on my list, believe it or not, don't realize that they're getting the same email as everyone else. It happens sometimes, but you want it to feel personal. And then the last thing I would say is that invite them somewhere in the email, invite them to respond to your message or ask you questions. You know, we can kind of ask them questions at the end to get them thinking, just like you said, Stephanie, one of your more responded to email sequence in your sequence is the one where they know more about you and your family. And so I think that anytime you can get them engaging with you, then they know that this is not just a one-way method, that this is a conversation and they can reach out to you and they can suggest things or ask questions.
And it's also one of the reasons to also include inviting them to respond is it tells the Gmail and the other mail servers that this is good email and it's not to go and spam. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, absolutely. That will definitely help so that you don't go in there spam bops. Thank you, Stephanie. All right, so should we jump into how to start your email list and how to help it grow? Should we do that one? Okay, so when I decided to recommit to my email list, the first thing that I did was I went into all my old sales from forever ago that had come via Etsy or my email or whatever. This is like, you know, really old stuff. And I found their emails and I put them in the list. And one thing that you can do if you're a little bit nervous, just send them a message and say, "Hey, I'm going to do some regular emails. Do you want to be on my list?" You can direct message them, you can just email them, or something you can do is send out an email to a group and say, "I've started back up, you know, or I'm starting an email list, or I'm getting more committed, and you're one of my, I wanted to see if you wanted to be included. If you don't want to be included, simply unsubscribe." So there's lots of ways you can do it. But yeah, that is golden. I had a lot of, when I've talked to other artists before, they'd say, "Where do I even start?" And I'd tell them to start going through their old sales. And immediately they have like over 100 contacts on their email list. And they thought they were at zero. And here they have 100 emails to start with.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty exciting.
Well, and I'd add to that.
Okay, another one that I always...
Sorry. Oh. I'd also add to that.
No, go ahead.
You know, when you... Like if you send something to somebody that you're anticipating getting a sale from and they say no, ask them if you can add them to your email list as well.
Perfect. Yes. Anytime you have a conversation with a person at an event, or this is what I say, even if you meet someone in the grocery store, Like, for example, I have like these bags with my art on them, and I'll run into people out in the world and they'll say, "That is so beautiful. Where did that come from?" And we'll talk about it. And I'll just tell them I have an email list. And a lot of times they will go home and sign up for it. If you're with them, you can actually hold your website, open up your website and let them put it in on your website form while you're with them. And that's something I'll do at events. That's something I do with strangers.
I know. We are just like writing and loving everything you're telling us right now.
So one, I gotta go get a part of my artwork on it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, ooh, I need to change my bag. Yeah.
But every time we talk to someone, it's an opportunity to add to your email list. And I try to make that my focus, because it doesn't matter what I say to them. If they get on the email list and I forgot to tell them that I have pillows, or, you know, whatever exciting thing that's going on, or that I do commissions, it doesn't matter, because eventually they're going to figure it out if they're on the email list.
So right? I'm like thinking like actual. Sorry. I'm writing down boxes of things to do. So one, get your artwork on an external facing product. So like even your iPhone or your regular phone, get like your case on it, have your artwork, and then create a bookmark on your browser that takes them directly to sign up to your email list. That way it's like boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Say that again.
Sure. So create a bookmark on your browser, taking them directly to sign up to your email list. That way, when you meet somebody and they're like, "Oh, I love you.
Oh,
hey, sign up for my email
list." Oh, that's a good idea.
I wasn't following, like, why would I need to bookmark my email list?
It's for them. So you go, "Hey, I can sign up right here."
That's a good idea.
I'd love to communicate more with you. Yay. Okay. Thank you, Katrina.
Yes, that is so good. So I have some clothing that I made with my art, these cute silk skirts and blouses, and obviously the bags. And I started, every time I went to an event, I would wear one of my silk skirts. Yeah. And what was so great is that people remember that. And they'll be like, "Oh, I remember you you like have fashion art." I'm like, "Yeah." And sometimes the artist will say to me, "Do you ever wear anything that you didn't make?" Yeah. Yes, I do. This is kind of my uniform. I actually, when I went to my show last week, the little opening, I didn't wear one of my clothing items. And I thought, this is good. Give all the artists a break from seeing it. But I think it is. We should always look for opportunities to share that email. So obviously there's like the clear, obvious ones, like a clipboard. Yeah. I put out a clipboard everywhere. And sometimes at some events, they don't want you to. This is my feeling on this. You put it out until they tell you to put it away. Because I have had so many people join my email list just from having that clipboard. And then the other one that's even better than that is every person I talk to in an event, I ask if they're on my email list and I ask if they want to be a part of it, whether I'm like doing a sale or we're just talking about art. I always ask them if they want to be on the email list, because sometimes they're too busy looking at the art and they don't see the clipboard. And so I found that a lot of really interested people, I have to literally, like you said, Stephanie, give them my phone with the bookmarked page of my email list and let them put it in right then. And then I know that I can continue to better serve them.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly, in past events, like kind of the big, I don't know, the festival styles, you can have like a giveaway. Like I'll say, if you would like to get this, you know, $50 gift card to my shop, or if you want to win this print or whatever, just put your email in the jar. And that way, I've gotten a lot of emails that way too. However, I will say, I will say that the better, I don't want to say better. Sometimes the giveaway people, they're going to get back off, and you just have to be okay about that. That some people are going to get on the email list, but they're not going to stay for a long time. And you just tell yourself, it's okay. these people are going to come in my life and go in my life, but I'm going to keep serving the ones that want to be here. And I'm not going to worry about when they unsubscribe. Okay. So another one that we've kind of talked about is the importance of making sure it's really easy for people to sign up on your website. So that could be the little announcement bar across the top of your website. It can be pop-ups on specific pages, or anytime they look like they're going to start leaving your website, you want to remind them they can get on your email list. And then something that I also like to do is put it in my actual product page. So a specific painting or a product, I make sure that I invite them to be on my email list on every single one of those pages. Same thing with my blog, like Stephanie mentioned, you want to have a link to your email list. I talk about it pretty frequently on my podcast. I just remind people, you know, just make sure you're on in my email list, then I'll be sending you more information. So.
Oh, that's a good idea. Don't forget to sign up for an email list. Oh my gosh. Hello. Like fly. I mean, we're on a podcast and we should be asking.
Yeah, do we even have an email list for our podcast?
Not right now, so we will let you do this. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to, so that you can give people updates.
Yeah. No, but like, okay. So how would we do that? You know, sign up for our email list. Would that then put them on all three of our lists? That's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll have to figure that one out.
Right.
Okay. I like it though. It's a good idea.
Or we could just create like a form and say, who would you like to hear from? And they could select like one, two, or three.
Exactly. Like three of us. That's what we'd have to do.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Problem solved.
Okay. Yeah.
Now implement it. I'm just kidding.
Now time to implement.
Oh, yeah.
So I think in the beginning, you can kind of do that survey, like you say, like, which one do you want to sign up for? But then in each episode, for example, when you guys are doing the catching up, you're talking about what you've been up to lately, and one of you talks about a specific product, then remind them about that specific email. So, for example, with the Christmas cards that Jules has been working on, you can highlight it just during that podcast episode. But then maybe the next one, you're going to highlight a specific piece that Rachel just finished working on, and you remind them that they can sign up for Rachel's email.
Good Lord, you're creating more work for us.
I know.
I know. But that way it's not so overwhelming. You're not asking them every single episode to sign up for all three of you. You're just highlighting it. Once you've introduced it, maybe you just reintroduce it like every 6 months. We each have an email list, but then each individual episode, maybe just pick which of you you're going to highlight your email list.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to wrap it up. I feel like we could talk forever with Katrina because she's just amazing. But we do want you guys to go to her website, katrinaberg.com, KatrinaBerg.com. And she does have an email list. So we do want you to go sign up for her email list. We highly recommend it. She does have an amazing email. Mm-hmm. She even has done right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she even has a mini course on email list marketing. Amazing. So that is through her website as well. Also, she has a podcast, Candy Colored Studio Podcast. Again, you can find that on her website. And she's on Instagram at Katrina Berg, katrina.berg. And we just want you guys to go. We will have all that in our show notes as well. Katrina, do you have anything else you would like to highlight?
Sure. Why don't we just run through your actionable items? Is that okay? I've got 6 items that you guys can, and these are all things we talked about. Well, most of them, maybe there's a few in here that I'm giving you a bonus. Okay. So the first thing would be to decide your priority. So for example, for me to make my email list my priority, I had to give up some things. I had to decide I wasn't going to spend so much time on social media, et cetera. And you can decide what that is. Number 2, sign up for 3 new artist emails. And guess what? You got 3 sitting right there.
Yay!
Number three, go through your past sales. Maybe there's even some in the last year that you forgot about, and make sure that you add them to your list. Okay. The fourth one is to make a timing goal that we talked about. Are you going, is your goal to send an email once a week, each month, whatever it is, make a goal, stick it in your calendar. And then of course it's okay to change it up, because guess what? It's your email. Nobody's telling you how often or what's too much or whatever. Okay. Number five, have an ongoing list of topics that you want to cover. How many times are we sitting there? We're like, oh my gosh, I need to tell my email people this one thing. So I always have an ongoing list of things that I need to cover. So, and then the last one would again be promote your email list frequently. And I would suggest every week. So that could be in your podcast, your blog, in person, in a new product that you put on your website, any of those things. The goal that I would suggest is to promote your email list every week.
That's good stuff.
That is just amazing. Again, I wrote more than that. We are literally sitting here writing so much. I feel like we got so much information, and we're so thankful that you came on to share some of this. And we encourage you to go look at her email course that Katrina has, because she will give you way more than it's worth, I'm sure, because she's just a wealth of knowledge.
If you imagine, like, she gave all this to us for free, imagine what's in that course.
Exactly. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and
so again, Katrina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I love being with you ladies.
You were going to say something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you want to close it out with that? Next time we're going to have Katrina, it'll be November 14th. We're a panel where we're going to discuss the value.
Go ahead and do that.
Okay. So, hey, one of the things that we also want to let you guys know about is on November 14th, we are going to have Katrina back with us and Jessica Lieber, where we are going to talk about the value of no. So be sure to come back with us for that episode. And in the meantime, grab all those resources that Katrina has, because they are freaking fantastic. All right.
And until next time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us, and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.